Let's get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome to Derek and Jess in the Family Nest right here on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube, and we are back.
We are finally back.
We are finally back.
You guys miss us so much. I mean, like, it broke your hearts.
I didn't know what to do with myself.
I was getting the shakes.
Were you getting the shakes?
I was getting the...
A little bit?
Oh, my God.
It was a little bit...
I was getting the shakes.
It was a little bit unnerving for me.
Right? You felt like something was missing.
Yes, because I thought to myself, what's happening? We've tried to keep all of you informed, but things happened, and
life
then
happened.
Mother's Day happened.
Yeah, and we kind of had to, you know, I'm superwoman, so I'm super.
I know.
So I had to have my day.
Yes, and you had your day. And before we even get into any of the website, any of that, I wanted to ask you, first of all, I didn't get to tell you this, but happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How was it, and what did you do?
I got a royal pedicure, which means they treated me like a queen, so it was amazing.
Really?
They literally rubbed hot rocks up and down my legs. It was amazing.
That's disturbing.
Well, it sounds disturbing, but it was...
I don't want that to happen to me.
It was amazing, and they were rubbed in my legs,
yeah.
And they...
I don't want that to happen to me at all.
I got a manicure, and I got flowers and cards, and my girls... were really sweet. My husband took care of me. It was amazing. I got to relax.
I don't even know what we did for Christine. I don't know. It gets a little bit less and less when that. I can't remember. Whatever she wanted, though.
I also think Joe is trying to go above and beyond because I think a couple of years he might have forgotten about it. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. That's
You're
what
kidding.
I do. It's what I do. And when you forget about it,
yes.
You don't want to cross. Then, you want to cross me.
Then you're in trouble. One thing that we do want to say is we've added another tree to the set.
Absolutely.
It's
so
right behind me.
We're basically Derek and Jess in the nest.
In the nest. Just a big shout out. We picked that up at Des and Scott Goheen's adoption yard sale.
Which went phenomenal.
Thank you to
Yay
everybody
to them.
Who came and bought stuff. That's
supported them.
That is a fantastic...
Fantastic.
Fantastic reason to...
Will you let our little nesters know... Oh, which, by the way, I made that on our two-week hiatus.
Little nesters.
You guys are called our nesters because
all
our fans are either... They have their nests with their little kids.
Uh-huh.
Or they had their nests and they're nesting with just their love one.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're... You're all nesters.
Or...
In a way.
Yeah. Or some might be empty nesters. You know, just don't know.
Either way, you're nesting.
Either way.
But I'm...
Yeah.
Doing the teleprompter today, and I'm...
This is awesome, because Jess is doing the teleprompter today, and...
We're minus a producer.
Yes. Jimbo is actually coming back
Hi,
from
Jimbo.
His granddaughter's graduation, my niece's graduation, and so I'm running the board behind us, and... Jess is running the teleprompter. So if we get totally off script...
And if my eyes get really big, you know I did something
if
wrong.
If we're just like, uh-oh. But we do want to let you know that you can find us at derekandjess.net.
.net.
You can also get a hold of us at dnjnest@gmail.com. But you can find us on a mobile page at m.derekandjess.net. That's so funny. You look so...
Oh, my God. I have so much stress up in my heart.
It's fantastic. You can also find us on our Facebook at Derek and Jess and the Family Nest.
Yay!
You're doing a great job.
Find us.
And you can find us on our Twitter at DNJ.
So please follow us so we can tweet.
Absolutely. Follow us. But we do want to get into, there's quite a bit of La Junta news.
Quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, we are going to be saying this all the time.
All the time.
All the way up until it happens.
Oh.
Because we're a huge fans of the arts.
And not only huge fans of the arts, the director is my best friend, so I have to...
There you have it.
Okay, so there the summer musical at Pickawire Theatre...
Yes,
this summer will be in the woods,
so I have to take the journey into the woods. The path is straight, you know it well.
Yes.
And the catalyst is up.
Yes, let's talk.
Among the woods to visit my husband, Joe Trina.
Yes, let's talk a little bit about the cat.
Yes. My two really good friends are on it too, Dez and Scott Bogan. We just mentioned having an adoption.
They are friends.
Into the woods to grab your house.
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should.
So,
the woods are just trees, the trees are just woods.
Really?
Well, because come on, I have to tease him a little bit. Charming, can you please get that down for me? Charming.
Here's the thing, though. Into the Woods, Prince Charming's a jerk.
He's kind of a douche.
He is a douche. I can't believe it. And that's, what'd you do?
I'm having such stress. He is a douche.
Yeah.
Joe is not a douche, so there's going to need some work on that.
That's what acting is about.
One of the things that I do like. Charming voice.
One of the things that I do like about it, though, is this. I have seen a number of plays more recently at Pickawire than previously. But I have seen some old ones. Kelly Jo Smith is the witch.
She.
And I'm saying this with all due respect. That is, I don't want to say perfect.
No,
casting,
because she is the Meryl Streep of Lahana.
She is the Meryl Streep
of Lahana.
Of Lahana. I don't
She'll
care
do
what
great.
You say. I couldn't think of anybody else that could play that part than Kelly Jo Smith.
Right.
That's just going to be fantastic.
It'll be great.
Abby Wallner,
she is
the baker's wife.
Lexi Summers is
yes.
Little Red.
Yes, is Little Red.
Levi, I don't believe I know his last name, but Levi is Jack.
I believe Jim Eubanks is the baker's...
John
Eubanks, close. Excuse me,
is the baker.
Yeah, the baker's wife's husband.
a new man in town who is the DA. Is his name's Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
He is the wolf.
Yes, I saw that. And Katie Lager again plays
Cinderella. So my husband's lady.
Yes.
Just kidding.
So that's kind of weird. It goes from Jean Valjean and Cosette, a father and adopted daughter.
Now to lovers.
Yes.
Lovers on stage.
To lovers. But again, Prince Charming. Kind of a douche.
Major douche.
Kind of a douche.
Dude, he totally makes out with a chick.
Yeah.
Whenever he wasn't supposed to.
There you go.
Well, made out with a chick when he's still trying to court.
That's a douche right there. I don't care what you say. The other thing that we wanted to talk about a little bit was Mary Poppins. And I have a dog in the hunt, just like you have a dog in the hunt.
Wait a minute, what did you call it again?
Winds in the east, there's a mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. Can't put my finger on what lies in store, but I feel what's to happen, all happened before. A father, a mother, a daughter, a son, the threads of their lives are all raveling undone. Something is needed to twist them as tight as a string you might use when you're flying a kite. Chim chimony, chim chim, cherry chim chim.
June 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th at the high school. I'm not sure how much tickets are, but I'm thinking
$8.
$8 or $10.
And that's a Wednesday through Saturday.
Doesn't matter how much they are.
Just
pay
go.
It. Go see it. They have been working their tails off.
And it's directed by Kelly Jo, who's playing the witch.
Yeah. Now you got things popping up on it. See.
You know what?
I know. You're doing a great job. You really are. Also, we want to talk a little bit about this gala that's coming up.
And, take it wild.
And I want you to tell me about this because I don't know.
Okay, so it's on
what this
May
is
30th.
All about. I don't know what this is
it's
all about.
It's at the Kashari Indian Museum here in Lahana.
Yes.
It is basically a fundraiser for Picket Wire.
Okay, it's a fundraiser. Okay, that makes sense.
Social hour begins at 5:30.
Yep.
And dinner is at 6:30. There will be a live and silent auction run by your, well, not really run by, but I'm the...
Are you really?
I'm the lady getting everything ready. I'm the rabble rouser.
Part of Derek and Jess will be there. It's going to be fantastic.
The dinner is going to be a maze of balls.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then they've got some...
Live entertainment performed by the LJ7 band. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $25 a piece, and there is limited seating.
Yes.
But the dinner is pretty phenomenal, so that's why... Oh.
Just, there you go.
Reserve your
You're
tickets.
Doing a great job.
By May 22nd.
Yep.
By mailing to P.O. Box 912-912 here in La Junta, or call and leave a message at 719-384-8320.
You won't regret it.
You won't.
Give some money. Go to the silent. Yeah, to the silent auction, to the live auction. Hey, do you happen to know?
I'm going to be like, I got a 12. Give me a 13. Give me a 13.
We got 12 over here. 12 and a half. 13. So.
No, I'm going to be more like, really, people? $12?
Yeah.
You know, this is a.
This is ridiculous.
I think I will throw in my.
I'm not moving on. I'm not moving on until you bid $15. What kind of things are they going to be bidding on? What are they going to be auctioning off? Do you know? Can you say?
No, I...
You can't say because you don't know, or you can't say because you're not allowed to? Oh, you don't know if
What's
you're
that?
Allowed to say.
I don't know.
Then we won't say that. But what we do...
I don't know anything.
Okay.
It's not because I'm ill-informed. It's because...
You don't know. The information has not been released yet.
Correct.
That's what we're saying here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. When we know, you'll know.
We will pass it on.
Yes.
We'll let you know.
When
later.
We know, you'll know. Make sure you keep track of the Facebook. It's going to be on there all the time.
So
Jess is going to be
stressed out about the teleprompter. I'm totally sweating.
I'm usually over here doing three different things
here. I know,
but here.
You're used to it.
What
I'm just used
heck?
To being over here being awesome.
I know.
That's easy
and
for
you're
me.
Still being, you're still being awesome. But what we do want to remind you of also is that on... Now this might get a little hinky, okay? Friday, May 22nd, 7:00.
Graduation. 7 p.m. at night.
7 p.m. at night. Tiger Field, supposed to rain.
Oh, that's
60% chance of rain.
Shocker though, Lahana has been raining for the past 2 weeks straight.
Here's the thing that we don't know.
Colorado.
Again,
Colorado.
When we know, you'll know. If you want to know the up to the minute,
he puts everything on there.
Up
literally.
To the minute information about graduation. Make sure that you check Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, because we'll be keeping track of, is it going to be at Tiger Field? Is it going to be in the gym? Again, I have a dog in the hunt. So proud of my son, salutatorian. Got to shout it out. Him and Jeremy are going to be doing their speech together. I'm not going to give it away. I don't think they would want to give it away, but
definitely
I will tell you.
What will you tell me?
And you'll be the first ones to know it here. The salutatorian and valedictorian speech will be a musical piece.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Is
but,
Jeremy singing too?
Yeah. Jeremy and Jacob are both singing. So it's going to be a musical piece. It's going to be real funny. So check it out, May 22nd. Now, if it's at the stadium... Anybody can come. If it ends up getting pushed into the gym, each person gets 25 tickets. Each person gets 25 tickets. So don't forget that. Also, Shiraz graduating. Swink is graduating. I think on the day that we're recording this, Los Animas is graduating. I'm not quite sure. Lots of graduations. Tonight, actually, not tonight that you're listening, but tonight that we're recording, the baccalaureate at Inspiration Field at 7 p.m. That'll be on our Derek and Justin the Family Nest. So check it out. We also have a little bit of you can back up just a little bit. We also have a little bit of news. Now I think you know more about this than I do.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
so tell them about this.
So a new brew factory
for
beer.
Beer factory.
A beer factory.
It's going into the Wonka factory.
It's set to open in the old Dean Foods building, and the possibility.
Yeah. There is a possibility.
Possibility. Of a new, in a high possibility, because they're painting it.
Yes.
Okay, possibility of a new little restaurant opening in the old Kentucky Fried Chicken building.
That's right. If you go by that, for those
of
you,
cool.
those of you who live in Lahaina, if you go by that, you'll see that they're painting it.
Yeah.
And I had heard, and I don't know, so we're not gonna spread the rumor.
We're
not quoting on this. I heard that it might be a little bit of a family style Mexican restaurant. We don't know, but it'll be something for the people. I'm not sure when this beer factory is opening, but we've heard.
From reliable sources that
absolutely.
It is. We've also heard a couple of other stories about a hemp factory being in Lahaina. We don't know exactly where and when and all that stuff. So
we'll
let you know whenever.
When we know,
you'll know.
That's exactly why you should
watch us also because we're
you have a story that you want to share. And this picture too.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Those of you who are going to be watching on YouTube, you will see on the YouTube that we have a picture that is just freaking amazing. It's a beautiful picture. You're doing great. Wow. I don't know what happened there. Go ahead and exit out of that. Then you can go back. Just pause it. While Jess is trying to get... There we go. All right, Jess, tell us a little bit about...
Oh, my God. Okay, tourism.
I love this.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Tourism.
Yeah.
So I found this bit of news, and I thought it was just amazing. Tourism in Colorado creates $552.1 million in economic benefit. A new National Park Service report shows that the... million visitors to national parks in Colorado last year alone spent $374.4 million in the state.
Yep.
That spending supported 5,811 jobs and had a cumulative benefit to the state economy of $552.1 million.
Can you imagine that?
For this.
Of course,
because look at how gorgeous it is.
Don't get me started on it. Just don't get me started.
Because it's that beautiful?
Nope, not going to. No, I'm not going to, because then I'll sound like the douche.
You already do. You better say what you're, because if anybody thinks this isn't beautiful,
no.
I don't want to be your friend.
I think that's absolutely gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
The picture that we're, state parks, national parks, absolutely gorgeous. It's the whole idea of our lottery money and all of that, where it goes to those types of things. Anyway.
But seriously, I could stare at that picture.
I want to go live.
I would go live on a rock.
This is why people come
there.
To Colorado.
Yeah.
This is exactly why. And, of course, this isn't where we live. And when you tell anybody, hey, I live in Lahaina, Colorado. Oh, you're
they
a skier. Kansas farmer. That's what I do. Because that's what it looks like.
It does.
Down here
in the prairies.
Absolutely.
But only a couple hours away, you can get this, though.
You can see
I've got a cabin up there.
They're about this tall where we're at. But it is beautiful. So if you're listening to Derek and Jess and the Family Nest somewhere outside of Colorado, or even outside the United States, somewhere around the world, come to Colorado, and you'll be able to see this kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Stop by and see Derek and Jess.
Oh, yeah.
And,
we'll give you a mug.
Absolutely, we will. We did want to report this.
Yes.
This was all over the news. Boston Marathon bomber Jokar Zanaruf was sentenced to death by a lethal injection. I think everybody knows this. I think probably what most people won't know is that because he went 15 to 20 years for this to happen. I think everybody, it was a unanimous decision. I think everybody's happy with this decision. I don't know. Now, one thing that I did want to go over, because we have some time before we go to break, I have to ask you about this. I don't know if you give a rip at all, and I don't even know I'm sure you'll know, but we would be remiss here on Derek and Jess if we did not say something about this. Tom Brady was suspended for four games by the New England Patriots or by the NFL because of the whole Deflategate thing. Do you care?
Okay. First of all,
he's a cheater. They're all cheaters. The New England Patriots are cheaters.
First of all, my husband thinks this is pretty funny because I am literally the only woman in the world that probably does not like Tom Brady.
Really? Good for you.
He is so cocky. If anybody is cocky, just don't even come to me.
Yep.
I do not like cocky people.
Nope.
I am very turned off by that.
Tom Brady deserved to be suspended for the rest of his career.
He always seems super, super, super cocky and just not a nice guy, and I don't like that.
No.
So
I was so happy.
On a personal issue, I don't care. I don't like it because I don't like him, but I don't really know what's going on because it's all just...
Right. But we would be remiss, again, on Derek and Jess, what kind of news reporters would we be if we didn't report that. But in the last few minutes before we go to break, then we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do a what the heck. We're also going to introduce a new section, along with Jess's mom's tip, a new segment called Jess, what is it?
In the Trenches.
Jess in the Trenches. And this is absolutely fantastic. I think we're going to have fun with our what the heck. It's going to be something, that, again, that all of you can do, all of you can play. We're going to give
it
a shot
and
see what happens. But before we go, we've got just like 4 minutes. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Kate Trainer because
she graduated from preschool. I have a graduate.
Next year, little Miss Kate
will begin kindergarten. I'm the mother
How does that make you feel?
And 2-year-old.
How does that make you feel?
You know, she is just so amazing. I'm so proud of her. She's brilliant, sweet, smart, but I'm a mother of a graduate. I feel really old.
And she graduated with all of her...
She graduated with honors.
Did she?
Yeah, first grade math, and she's in preschool.
Really? See, there
they
you go.
They don't have honors, but there in my go. Heart, she graduated with honors.
Big shout out to all of those little kiddos who graduated, who are going on to kindergarten. I'm telling you, kiddos, start now.
Do you know Kate knows how to...
Count to 10 in French?
And 20 in Spanish, and she's 5.
That is fantastic.
And
I can't do that.
And 100 in English, but...
Can you do that?
Yes.
Really? I can't. I don't know. I wouldn't know if she was right. She could come in here and just talk gibberish. And I'd be like,
big
hey,
Latin.
That sounds good to me, Kate. You're pretty smart.
She does know all her colors in Spanish as well as sign language, too.
No kidding.
She's like, blue, azul, and she's
that is quite
like,
amazing.
Oh, my.
Here at Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, we're all about family. We're all about cookies. And you can see we have our cookies here. And so we want to give, again, a big shout-out to all of those kiddos who are graduating, all the big kiddos that are graduating. We come winding down to the end of this year, and everybody's moving on to the next grade. Some are going from preschool to kindergarten. Some are going from being in seniors in high school to college students or career-minded individuals. And so congratulations from Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. Congratulations to all of our graduates, whether they be 5 and 6 years old
or 17,
18, and 19, or if you graduated from college. The funny thing was, and again, I'm going to toot my horn simply because I want to brag about my son, graduated from OJC. May 8th, something like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
May 9th?
With his associate's?
May 2nd, excuse me, May 2nd.
With his associate's?
With his associate's degree, 20 days before he graduated from high school. Now, that's not uncommon. A lot of people do that, but my son did it.
Awesome.
And we're awful proud of,
way to go,
of him.
Jakey.
And we are looking forward to his graduation and him moving on, getting out, so we can have that empty nest syndrome that we so desire. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do what the heck. We're going to see what happened to Jess in the trenches.
We're going to hear.
We spent some time on this one.
Oh, we did.
We spent some time on this one. It is amazing to me. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you are going to want to go to YouTube on Tuesday because you cannot miss what you are about to see in Jess in the Trenches. Oh. So we want you to stay with us right here on the other side of the break. You're listening to Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Secom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Secom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, CCOM offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than CCOM's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, CCOM has the answers. Visit us at CCOM.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. CCOM, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
What if there was a financial pipeline you could use to build your savings and investment? One that didn't leak. Would you want to know about it? Call us at Higher Desire LLC in Lahana, Colorado, 719-980-0595. That number again is 719-980-0595. Ask for Bob or Terry, or you can go to our website at www.higherdesirellc.com. That's www.higherdesirellc.com.
Welcome back to The Family Nest with Derek and Jess.
Welcome back to the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest Show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled YouTubery. Okay.
Okay.
What the heck?
What the heck?
Here was my thinking.
Okay.
Graduation is coming up.
Yes.
And everybody's going to be doing speeches. I've got a speech tonight. Jacob's got a speech tonight. Jacob's going to be doing a speech. Everybody does speeches. I don't know if you've ever done this, so I ask you, and you never had. But here at Derek and Justin, the Family Nest, we always like to have...
We like to do new things. Like always like to have a what the heck is it.
Yeah, and a little game that you can play. That it isn't just one of those things of, hey, look, Derek and Jess, they got that big budget show and they can pull it off.
Yeah. That's us.
That's us with the big budget show and all that. So some of you may have done this before. I got to thinking about speeches.
Speeches.
And there is an app on my phone that you can just go to your little Play Store, download it for free. It's called Speech Jammer. And here is how it works. You download the app, and then you put your headphones, which we're going to put our headphones in, and we're going to put both of our ears in, and you turn it up really loud so that you can't hear yourself talking. What Speech Jammer does then is it delays it for just a second, and then you hear yourself talking in your head. I am not good at Speech Jammer. My brain doesn't work that well anyway. My wife, she'd fly right through it. The thing is, you can't concentrate on what you're saying. You just have to say it. So what we've done is we have pulled some excerpts from some very famous speeches. And so Jess is going to go first, right?
Right.
And so she's going to get ready. I'm going to open up the Speech Jammer. Oop, I hit the wrong one. Here's Speech Jammer. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to turn it on. You can adjust the delay, but I'm going to turn it up. And you're going to plug in. And we're going to see what happens when she tries to read a famous speech by, I think, John F. Kennedy. So unplug that. You got it? Plug into that and tell me if it's loud. Is it loud?
What?
Can you hear?
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything? Let me see. Oh, that's because you hit the little button.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. We're gonna pull this up, and I'm gonna go ahead and start it. Okay. So we've got to start it. Can you hear that? Is it loud?
Yeah, it's loud.
Okay, so you're going to hold this up by your.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I know.
Oh, dear me.
It's supposed to be annoying. So now.
Uh-oh, I didn't touch anything. I swear I didn't.
Golly.
Rewind the tape.
Okay, we're going to go back here to Speech Jammer. I'm going to, maybe if I just hold it away from you a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe if we do that. Okay, there's Speech Jammer, and I'm going to start you. Can you hear that right there?
Okay. Just leave it there. I'm not going to touch it.
Okay.
2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was to be a Romanus son. I am a Roman today. Today in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is each of men of Berlin. All free men, whenever they may live, are citizens of Berlin, and therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words each of men and in a Berliner. Say it. Oh, that's you. Oh, snap. Okay, I don't know what just happened. I would not do well with voices in my ear. What? Will you show me what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
And doing the teleprompter is, it makes it harder anyway.
You cannot wait. Do you see that? Okay, so you plug yourself back in, and I'm going to unplug. And I have a speech. I have the famous December 7th, 1941.
Wait, you want to do it yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it myself here. Oop, that I shot myself a little bit. But I am going to do the famous Franklin D. Roosevelt speech from December 7th. December 7th, 1941. So here I go on Speech Jammer with Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Pearl Harbor address. I got it all plugged up here. So let me get my little thing here. Where's my? Okay. All right. December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy, no matter how long it may take us to overcome the premeditated invasion, the American people, in their in their righteous might, will win through through absolute victory. I ask that the Congress declare that that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire. That was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. It's so loud, too.
I'm sorry. That's what happened.
I know.
Is we try and talk so loud.
Oh.
So now.
Wait, hold on. You have to do it, dude.
Yeah, I will run your
Oh wait, it's already there. It's already. Oh God, do I have to speak it? Oh, here, let me have.
I'll go ahead and do it.
You're gonna do it? Okay.
Yeah.
I have the Bill Clinton speech. Okay. I agree with those who have said that in my first statement after I testified I was not contrite enough. I don't think that there is a fancy way to say that I have sinned. It is important to me that everybody who has been hurt know that the sorrow I feel is genuine. First and most important, my family, also my friends, my staff, my cat, Monica Lewinsky, and her family, and the American people. I have asked for all their forgiveness, but forgive more than sorrow is required, at least more things. First, genuine repentance and determination to change and to repair breaches of my own making. I have repented. Second, what my Bible calls a broken spirit and understanding that I must have God's help to be the person that I want to be. A willingness to give the very forgiveness I seek. A of the pride and the anger which could cloud judgment, lead people to excuse and compare to blame and complain. By the way, that's my bill. Oh, it's still attached.
Okay.
Do you like my bill, Clint? Hold on. I got it better, Bill Clinton. Hold on. I do it better when I don't have. Okay.
Sectional relations.
Yeah. With that woman.
With that woman.
He talks more. Hold on.
Sorry.
Oh, it's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn.
William Shakespeare.
So we're going to end with a famous speech by William Shakespeare. I have not practiced this one at all. Oh, Jess, that is funny. Here's what I'm going to do, though.
I have no idea.
Because when you do the speech,
you can't hear
yourself, so you're always screaming. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn your ears way down.
Okay. I took one out because I'm done.
Okay. And so
sorry y'all if I was loud. If I was screaming at you, Bill Clinton
just
got me heated.
Like somebody from Steel Magnolias. That was hilarious.
Well, I don't know why I have a Southern when I do Bill Clinton.
I'm not quite sure either. So I'm gonna plug this in.
He's after all not a Southern.
And I'm gonna do a William Shakespeare speech. I am going to do my best to figure this one.
You're already starting. Okay. You got this.
Figure it out. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women are merely players. They have their exits and their entrances.
You're talking too slow.
And one man in his time plays many parts. His acts being seven ages, and the infant. mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, and then the whining schoolboy with his satchel, and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school, and then the lava. Sighing like a furnace with a woeful ballad, made to his mistress's eyebrow, then a soldier, full. I feel like the damn King's Speech. Give us. I'm not going on with the rest of that.
Well, it's long. That you have a long time to go.
I felt like the King's Speech.
Well,
the entire
speech is very long.
Have you ever heard or watched The King's Speech?
Yes, I love it. I own it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. I'm going to quickly move to the end of this, and then I'm going
see
to give
this. See
how
long it was, dude?
It was long. So, there's a what the heck. What the heck are you talking about? I'm going to give this back.
No.
Absolutely. I'm going to give this back to you. Do you want me to do it? Are you good?
I'm good. I just complain
okay.
And then I feel bad.
We're going to get to the Jess's mom's tip, right? Because,
yeah.
Because and I did this because I can play anyone that I want. But Jess's mom's tip, we have a number of
lame ones.
What the heck?
The best one is the British one. Let's get real.
The best one is the
and
British
one.
And
can I say
one.
Before I mention my mom's tip that they're just my tips. They're not saying you have to do what I do, and they're not condemning you if you're not doing what I'm doing. I want everybody to love me. I don't want any hate mail. Okay?
Yeah, you don't.
So if I say one and you just don't agree, then you don't agree.
Right.
But and I'm not saying my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying my way or the highway.
Here's the funny thing, and I'm looking through the ones that we have here.
Wait, what are you trying to do?
I'm looking at
the British one.
I'm looking for the British
that
one.
That is molten. Why don't I just do it?
Well, wait a second, because here's a neat little thing, okay?
Okay.
Jimbo, who's our producer, who's not here with us today because we had said earlier he's celebrating a graduation, creates the board, and on our board is different ones. There's this one on here that says Jess's mom's tip, new. You think so? Maybe it's not new, but what do you think? Let's just see what happens. Maybe you've heard it before.
That's the Doubtfire.
That's the Doubtfire one, isn't it? This I'm gonna play the one that I like.
Okay.
Not the one you like. I'm sorry. I'm in control of the board today. I'm gonna play. This is Jess's mom's tip.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. This is Mom
Tip. And you're right, they are your tips, and I always tease you about them, but they are. Absolutely.
You just tease me about the Jovi one.
Yeah, they are absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
So this is Jess's mom's tip while she's trying to run the teleprompter. Hit it, Jess.
Hi, everyone. Don't let your kids sleep in bed with you. Sometimes it'll be hard, but it'll be worth it in the long run. Now, if your kids are sick or have a nightmare or need to use the restroom or get a drink,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying ignore them. See, Derek, I'm not saying ignore them.
It's like the speech jammer. We have a speech jammer teleprompter.
Okay, I'm not saying to ignore them, and I'm
yeah.
not saying to not let them in your... Wait.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to ignore them. I'm mm-hmm. simply saying to not let them in your bed.
Right.
Obviously, go to your scared child, hug them, reassure them that there are no monsters under their bed or in their closets.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck them back into their bed. And it is okay to lay with your sick or scared child in their bed until they fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
But this will be very beneficial to your marriage, but
that's
also
true.
For your children to get a good night good night's rest.
Good.
Sleep is very important.
Just hit the arrow. Just hit that. Don't
so
move
it.
Don't move it. Just hit that arrow and the pause.
I'm not going to do this again next week, people. So
you're doing a great
job.
She's learning
sleep is very important for all of us, and inviting or letting your child sleep with you will be a hindrance to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that my three young kids have never slept in bed with us, and they sleep from 7 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. with minimal disruptions.
Nice.
Yeah. I definitely had kids be sick or come to us and say they need to go to the bathroom or go to the bathroom themselves. But no, not once have we ever, like, let them sleep with us.
And
on
so,
Sunday mornings, we might cuddle for 20 minutes together. But this has literally, I have a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and 5-year-old, and they sleep from 7 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. with not interrupting us at all, not even our 2-year-old.
And they know now that...
They know that. That's just, you know, but I don't think they feel unloved. We take care of them when they're sick. I'll cuddle on them.
Mm-hmm.
We will lay with a 2-year-old for 20 minutes until she falls asleep. Sometimes, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that they know that it's okay to crawl into mommy and daddy's bed, they'll always do it. You're their mommy and daddy. They want to be with you.
And I think that you're right. That's,
it helps
that
your
is,
marriage.
That
oh,
is
that
not
can
only
be a hindrance for you and your mate.
That is not only a marriage. That is not only a mom's tip.
It's a marriage.
That's a marriage tip
for sure.
It absolutely is. That's a great. That's a great tip.
Just
sometimes
start off, and if you're already doing it, I would say slowly, because they can get really used to it. Really, really, really used to it. And if they fight off their nightmares by themselves, knowing. Like, my 5-year-old used to have nightmares. She doesn't anymore because she knows and she teaches herself to fall back asleep. And
yeah, I think that's absolutely the best. Here, I've got to have the teleprompter because you have to be free to do this with me.
Jesus. She is so new today.
What?
Sorry, the 3-week hiatus has kind of been a...
Well, we've got some new...
okay, y'all. This is a new segment.
Okay, for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, again, on Tuesday, go to Derek and Jess in the Family Nest, or go to DerekandJess.net, because you have to see this next picture that's coming up. This is a new segment that we have called Jess in the Trenches. Now,
those are my three babies.
We are.
If you were wondering.
We are going to silently, and this is like mom's. In
so I
the
came
trenches.
Up with this idea
mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago because I was thinking my mom's tips are all very serious. They're helpful. They're beneficial. They're things that I find to be very important, and they're my tips for y'all. Now, this is actual, truthful things that happen to Jess.
This is the real.
In motherhood, my trenches. So it's going to be something that happens that week for me as a mom that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
So you all know I'm not Superwoman. I basically kind of am, but...
And we have pictures.
Yeah, and I'll have a new picture that week of me in the trenches.
So do we want to show setup here?
So this setup, hold on. This setup that we're about to show is a picture of me 3 weeks ago whenever I came up with this, and it'll be a new picture of me after kids.
So
just
basically,
go through it. I'll talk
about before it. before the trenches and before kids.
Before kids and after kids. And I will always have a new picture. This is the one that 3 weeks ago when we were thinking of something, I have to show something of me after kids.
And so you're going to tell a
lovely.
Story.
Lovely.
That is.
That's lovely. That's like my lips look the same.
That is.
My skin looks the same.
Striking.
I feel like I have less stickers on my face in this picture.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what's going to happen is you're going to tell a story.
I am going to tell a story.
And behind that story, obviously, as Jess is in the trenches.
And I generally will have a picture that coincides with my story for this week. I didn't because I did not take a picture of me in the story.
Thank
and you'll
goodness
know why.
Because of this story.
Okay.
So, as Jess tells the story.
I'm going to tell this in third person.
Yes, and behind Jess.
It's true story.
It's the true story, and she's in the trenches. So so we've got explosions going on. So here we go, Jess.
What is that smell? No, seriously, I asked my daughter Kate, what is that smell? I searched the house for at least 30 minutes. Did one of you poop and not flush? I say to my older two daughters. No, the answer back. Okay, I think. I'm going crazy, and in fact, going crazy. What the heck is that stink coming from? This odor smelled of goat cheese, dirt, BO, and diaper all mixed. It was potent beyond all belief. I definitely gagged at least 9 times while in my search. Like those smells were all having a dance party behind my back, taunting me for not being able to localize where this monstrosity of smells was coming from. Okay, I'm about to give up, and then all of a sudden, my oldest daughter says, Mom, you're going to want to come in Chloe's room. Oh. Yep, she pooped in the hamper. There was a full-on turd in the dirty clothes hamper. My 2-year-old pooped in the hamper. You ask, was she potty trained? No. No, the answer is no, she just pooped in the hamper. Because why not poop in the hamper when you are 2? Why not? And that is Jess in the Trenches.
That is a great segment right there.
Truth. And some weeks they might not as be as real as this week. But yeah, I literally found a full-on turd. She just popped a squat.
This story, hand to God, is true, isn't it?
Hand to God is true.
It's true.
And
who was it? Chloe?
Yeah, the 2-year-old. Yeah, my other two have been potty trained.
Yeah. Okay. So it was this recently?
Yeah. This was probably 2 weeks. So this was probably a month and a half ago.
Right.
Because it was 2 weeks after I thought of the trenches, and then we were off for a few
The
weeks.
Trenches are absolutely incredible, simply because it's the dead-on truth.
And they will be lighthearted and funny. Something that is a little opposite of the mom's truth, but we'll let you, I know.
Before kids, after kids. I do want to simply go back, just one, we remind you, Jess, in the trenches. Tank turd, explosive bomb turd.
The 3 babies in my arms.
3 babies hanging on there.
Oh,
got
she
all
looks
kinds.
Relaxed.
She's very relaxed. Notice how close Jess keeps the kids to the bomb and to the tank. That's a good mom's tip right there. It's going to be fantastic. You'll want to catch
fun. Those
every single week right
we
here.
We will do it just like a mom's tip.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that your kids, I just want to keep that one up there. This is indicative of what Derek and Jess and the Family Nest is all about. Before kids, after kids.
But still
pre-turd, post-turd. Right? Right there.
Oh, it's true.
This is what you look like before the hamper turd. This is what you look like
but
after
this is
the hamper.
Me after kids.
Yeah.
Before kids, after kids.
Right.
After
you clean up really well. This right here. I don't even know what's going on in this region.
They love putting stickers all over my body.
I can see that. I can't even tell that's you.
My lips look identical.
Oh, well, you're right.
I'm turned the same way.
It looks like you have little tiny kids' clothes. What is this, a shirt? With
yeah, those are like from a book. And instead of putting it in their book where they were supposed to, they're like, Mom, can we decorate you? And I'm like, oh, how can I say no to that?
Can we decorate you? That is just
but I didn't have a picture of me.
Turd bomb exploding everywhere.
So like,
everywhere
this is
she
be
looks.
The best picture.
Everywhere she looks. Everywhere she goes. Boom. Just in the trenches. That's what motherhood is about. That's what we celebrated a week ago.
Things like that happen to me all the time.
Things
so
boom.
I wanted to let you guys know that my mom doesn't sound like I have it together, and overall I do. A lot of people tell me I do, but I'm just a normal mom.
Yeah.
And the trenches show
yeah.
it all.
I think because of our desire here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest to always be transparent, to always let people know exactly what's going on. We had to change our microphones a little bit because Jess wouldn't put the microphone on her shirt. I just wanted
this is a dress, and it's silk.
Okay, a silk dress. Two words that mean nothing to me. All I know. So you
silk
see this.
Dress.
We were questioning.
It'll work fine.
Whether or not this was appropriate.
Oh, yeah. It looked a bit.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't
like this.
It wasn't. Yeah, that wasn't good at all. And
oh,
So we're running out of time here.
Yeah,
we're running out of time. We're actually out of time.
Email us.
Yeah, on Derek and Justin and Family Nest. We do want to remind you, obviously, check in every single week. You could check us out usually either Monday or Tuesday. Derek and Justin, the Family
Probably
Nest.
Probably this week, Tuesday, though.
Probably this week because, oh, man, May is so, oh, man, so freaking busy. It's unbelievable. I have.
June will slow down a little bit.
Yeah, well, we got to go to Dallas.
Oh.
Remember, you know, we've got, you're going with your husband.
Oh.
It's Nationals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that's not whenever I'm going to Vegas.
No. No, it's not. Okay. It's not. But I heard about that. You're going to have an awesome time. I don't know if you're going to be gone during a Derek and Jess.
No.
But you know what would have been cool? It would have been so cool, though. I could have done Derek and Jess.
Oh,
here.
I do leave on Sunday, actually.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to you on the plane. But if you're in Vegas by then, I can
sit. No, I will be in Loveland then waiting to go on my trip.
Oh, you know what? We could wait and do the show, and you could talk to me live in front of some slot machine.
That would be pretty cool.
We ought to set that up.
Okay,
that would be fantastic. But yeah, we don't know what the sound sounds like now because Jess got all snooty with.
It's gonna sound amazing.
With two words that I could care less about: dress and silk. I don't know what that means. I don't care.
It's gonna be amazing.
I've got to tell you, after the poop story, Jess can do whatever she wants. That.
Thank you.
That is amazing. We do have just 3 minutes left, and we've got to go. But I
can do a slow shoe.
No, what I have to ask you is this.
Go.
How did you get the turd out of the hamper?
I picked it up.
Good
I'm
for
a baller.
You. There you go. That's the whole. Hey, you're vomiting?
You
okay,
like
right
it?
Here, honey.
How
right
do you
there.
Like it if I said, I made my 5-year-old get it out?
Again, make sure you share all the news that you get with Derek and Justin, the Family Nest, with everybody. It's good La Junta news. It's news that's happening right here in our town. It's news that's happening all over the world.
It's right here in Colorado.
You gotta come back next week, though, and check out Jess in the Trenches, a new segment.
Always.
Also, go on the apps, go on your Play Store, get Speech Jammer, try it out. It's fun. See how you
Jam
do
it.
On it. Every Tuesday, you can catch us, Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, on our YouTube station, DerekandJess.net. Email us at dnjnest@gmail.com. That's what it is. So for everybody here at the Road Less Traveled, everybody here at Derek and Jess, check your hampers for poop because you never know.
You never know.
Where the dump.
I never thought it would be in the hamper.
Where they're going to dump it. So for Jess, for myself, for Jimbo, who is probably back home now and getting ready to come out and see his grandson graduate, we want to thank you for listening and encourage you each and every week to listen and watch Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
We'll see you next week.
You're rocking in the treetop all the day long, bumping and a bopping and a singing song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet. So rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go birds. So rockin' Robin, tweet, rockin' Robin, so rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Singing his song, all the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet.